Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
There are a lot of changes that come out of this thing. You know, Joe's been saying, I hate the phrase new normal. But, the fact is, changes are happening.
Things are different.
Even now. And you've got somebody, I guess, do you know Henry?
I don't, no. Henry James. Well, I like the name.
For the first time?
Yeah, this is for the first time founder of Espo. Henry, how are you this morning?
Hey, Henry.
Hey, good morning. Very good, thanks. How are you?
Are you a good writer?
in my free time, I try to be.
Espo, just for a lot of people out there, and the thing Ray was touching on is that, gaming in the pandemic with a lot of people obviously stuck in their houses has taken on a lot more value for a lot of people. So just tell people what Espo is. You're the founder of the company and what it does.
Sure. Espo is a fan engagement platform specialized in the esports sector. So esports, for those who are not familiar, is the term that we give to competitive video gaming. And believe it or not, there are now young gamers out there winning several millions of dollars through competition, international competitions in the world of esports. So we are basically creating a tech platform launching this month, which is designed to serve the biggest fans of esports that are watching all of these events take place online and give them a portal where they can actually engage with their favorite teams and players.
This is the weird, I've seen a number, even up on YouTube, I've seen a number of videos which are basically just videos of somebody playing a video game. So, you basically get the screenshot and there you are. It really is, it's now like, what, about two or three deep now?
Say again.
In other words, they're videos that you can watch of somebody playing a video game. So I'm once removed, and yet I wonder there'll be a video of me watching somebody playing a video game. It's getting a little deep, if you know what I mean.
It gets millions of views too.
Yeah, absolutely right. Look, video gaming content is the most watched content on YouTube today, and the content creators, these YouTubers and these influencers are some of the highest paid content creators on the internet right now that are streaming video gaming. So the popularity is huge. And I think people are following, watching this kind of content because they're, obviously very interested in the game and are curious to see how the real pro players are. The skills, follow their skills and to also watch them play, because the players will have a webcam in front of their face. So there's kind of two screens on one, if you like. Obviously, the wide screen is on the footage of the gameplay. And then there's in the corner of the screen, there's usually a little screen there which shows the face of the player. And that player is normally talking to the audience. So it's quite engaging in that respect. Yeah, you've got to be interested in games.
And they do it from Minecraft to Fortnite. I have children, two boys that like to watch it. It drives me crazy that they're watching. Yeah. They're not playing a game. They're watching somebody
else
playing
a game,
which is to me as bizarre as an adult. But whatever, it's incredibly popular. And someone like Ninja, who's one of the biggest names in the business, he makes millions of dollars, A, and he's an influencer, like these Instagram folks. People pay him. He signed a deal in Hollywood. He's with CAA represents him now. I mean, he's a major star that people want to pay him to sort of push their product. So my question to you, Henry, is sort of twofold. Is one is, how did the pandemic affect this whole dynamic? And explain to people, are you like Twitch or are you a complement to Twitch? Twitch is a streaming service where people do these games live.
Yeah, we're not a competitor of Twitch. Twitch is a video streaming platform specialized for video gaming. Got acquired by Amazon in 2014 for $1 billion. And if they'd waited a bit longer, that would have, I'm sure the founders would have been able to sell for a much higher price. But no, we're not a competitor. We kind of come in as an additional platform that
so like a Facebook for gamers is it like sense. A is it like a Facebook for gamers type thing?
Not as a social media platform, but similar in the sense that we are bringing together lots of fans and teams and their sponsors all under one roof and providing them with a space online for them to interact with each other and get access to limited edition things that you can't get access to through the shop of these teams and stuff like that. So, for instance, with us, fans can come to our platform and get access to limited edition team merchandise, or they could even play a private match or a streamed match with some of their favorite players. So the teams that we're working with and that we've partnered with are really great because they believe in this vision of wanting to get the fans closer to the action. And coming back to your second question about what's happened to esports, you know, in the face of the global pandemic. Well, esports has benefited, to be honest, from a lot of media coverage back in the spring when some of the traditional sports were kind of being switched off, of course. I've worked in the last 10 years as well in the motorsport industry, and I was sad to see, you know, Formula One coming to a standstill, NASCAR coming to a standstill. But those are two examples of sports, both Formula One and NASCAR, that their esports leagues just shot up in popularity very quickly because the racing drivers that are typically racing in the real-world cars actually started racing in the e-leagues, and that caught a lot of attention, of course. So there's double-digit growth in terms of spectatorship for esports. I think at the moment this year, there are around 500 million people watching esports globally, and that's going to be in the region of 600 million in the next 3 years.
Wow. In a world of 8 or 9 billion people, that's pretty significant.
That's a big number.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for being on. Hey,
thanks so much, guys.
By the way, if somebody wants to check you guys out, where does one go?
You can just head out to espo.io, espo.io.
Okay, thanks for being on.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Enjoy the lockdown. Okay, then.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.